Did he just hold the door so you couldn't get in?
Yeah, kind of.
Program director steps in, starts talking to me, and then holds the door shut so you can't get in.
Trying to get in the studio, and he's in the way. All right, 248-539-9797. We go to your open line calls. Greg in Detroit, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. As always, it's a great show.
Thank you.
I just want to say really quickly, I'm getting worn out with this. I'm wore out.
You're wore out?
My thing is, I am. I'm tired of the pipe dreams. It's too much elation with no reward, no potential reward. My thing, let's fix this thing internally. Hopefully, we can fix it. And last year, we were pretty much in the same place with our ups, with our defense. It was kind of, suspect, at least in secondary. And our offensive line was strong. I mean, our defensive line was strong. Now our defensive line is kind of lacking, of course, without Hutchinson. But our secondary is strong. My thing is, let's lean heavily on the offense, because I'm convinced now with the Lions that it is offense that wins championships. And my X factors are Brock Wright and now Tim Patrick. So I'm tired. Let's go what we got. Let's try to fix it internally. And my thing is, and will always be, even if we win a shootout, give me 2 minutes on the clock and the ball in Jared Goff's hands, and I like my chances.
Well, Greg, I like your chances too. And the thing about it is, I don't think they're going to go 100% fix it internally, but it feels like there's a ton of writing on the wall that we shouldn't expect a massive move. Now, that doesn't mean that one can't be had. I always try to look at the probabilities of landing a player. I think the probability of landing Max Crosby is exceedingly low. Kang made a shoot the boot guarantee that they won't, because he doesn't think it's going to happen. You and I got on board because we'd love to drink beer out of a shoe, because it means Max Crosby's a Lion. Right. And I think that's a great emotional hedge here that we're making is, oh, too bad, the Lions have Max Crosby. I have to drink beer out of a shoe.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But the truth is, I think the accessibility windows open up. And, well, let's play the second part of Max Crosby. Max Crosby talked more about how these rumors and how he affects them. This is from his podcast. Okay. He did, there's a fake Tom Pelissero account out there that described Crosby bitching at coaches and teammates and storming out of practice. And it wasn't really Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. It was a fake Tom Pelissero contract.
But somebody got fooled?
Well, I'll tell you who got fooled.
We get fooled all the time, but yeah.
I'll tell you who got fooled was some NFL executive, some high-ranking executive called the Raiders. And I don't know if it was from another. He wasn't really specific. He said somebody near the top of a food chain called the Raiders based upon the fake Tom Pelissero tweet. So it's led to absolute insanity for him. But if you missed the first soundbite, it was him saying he's committed to the Raiders. He wants to be there. He's got to talk to his teammates to assure them that he wants to be there. He's not trying to get out of there. And, I guess this is part of say what you have to say or it's very legitimate. But, okay, so as another candidate emerged, I have to wonder. Last week, Gator, and I said I think the most accessible impact edge rusher is Hassan Reddick. And I don't know that was that all being out. I wasn't out on a limb, really, was I?
No, I don't think you were going on a limb. It was obviously, the Jets had said, go ahead and try to work out a trade if you want to. He had switched agents to Drew Rosenhaus. Drew Rosenhaus was in contact with a bunch of people trying to make something happen. And in the end, they agreed that he was going to stay with the Jets and fulfill the contract. They're working some stuff out, and they say they'll negotiate a long extension after the season.
So obviously he's off the table.
Yes, but he was available.
Yep.
If teams really wanted to go for it. What it tells me is that teams didn't want to pay the price because they didn't think that he was going to play.
Yeah. For whatever reason, a deal didn't get done. So now DeAndre Hopkins getting traded away from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
They're 1-5. They're coming to Detroit with Harold Landry. Is the full-scale sell-off started in Tennessee? Is that a team that's now already, I mean, it's early, but you're 1-5. You're angling for the first round, the number one pick. Everybody's got to win. There are other teams that are 1-6, so they're in the fourth spot right now. But they traded Hopkins for a fourth round pick. Harold Landry, I have to wonder if he is now the most accessible impact player. There are the guys that are accessible, more accessible, but like the real of the guys that, because you know, he's got 4 sacks this year. He's got 45 and a half in his career. He's, I think he's 28 years old. His base salary is $17.5 million, which wouldn't be responsible for the whole thing the rest of the way. There's an out after this year. And I have to feel like he's good, but not so good that it would cost uncomfortable return the other direction.
No, I don't think it would be uncomfortable the other direction, but something you have to keep in mind is that Harold Landry is a linebacker and not an edge rusher.
Yep.
So you're not getting an Aiden Hutchinson type.
You're not getting the same.
You're not getting a position for position. So you're getting somebody who would be, you know, effectively, is that Jack Campbell? Is that that position?
Well, I think they would use him the way they use Derek Barnes.
Yeah, I guess that's probably more accurate. But and would Harold Landry be an upgrade over Barnes or in this case Rodriguez? And the answer is yes, it would. But it's not the edge rusher that you're expecting. So, but does it even matter?
Yeah, it's he's not the same player as Aiden Hutchinson, but can his skill set check a box that is now unchecked, which is a problem in the pass rush game, a big time problem.
Yeah.
And of course we all know about the Terrell Williams. Oh, well, maybe we all don't know, but his defensive line coach from his Tennessee days is now in Detroit.
Well, and he's tracking in the right direction. I mean, 2 years ago he had 12 sacks. Last year he had 10 and a half sacks. The last 2 years he had 75 and 70 tackles because again, he's a linebacker, not an edge rusher. And this year he's tracking in a good direction with 4 sacks in 6 games. So he's productive. Do I think that they're going to start selling off a bunch of parts in Tennessee? If they can, I think they will, and they should, because they have to do a total rebuild there. If I were Tennessee, I'd be like, I don't even know if we have the right quarterback that we took last year. Now, they know better, and Will Levis has made a ton of horrific mistakes, but he does have talent. But is it enough to realize that he can be, you know, a top 15 quarterback in the league? And if he's not, then you probably got to go shopping again. And they're going to have a horrible season, and they'll be in position again to draft a quarterback this year if that's what they want to do. But selling off a piece like Harold Landry, who commands a big price tag. Now, what is he signed through?
Well, there's an out after this year. I think he signed for 2 years after this, and I think the cap hit would be 17.5, which is probably more than the Lions are comfortable paying given the contracts that they want to sign. If they can get out of it after 1 year, this is in play,
yeah.
I think. I don't think it's a long-term. I think they would use it as a rental.
And they can always do something like throw another year on there and rewrite the contract and spread it out or whatever to make it more palatable. But I mean, Landry is that's a player you got to look at, I think, because of the connection with the defensive coaches from the Lions anyway. But I just would caution people, it's a different position.
It's a different, yeah, it would be Derek. He'd be replacing Derek Barnes more than he'd be replacing Aiden Hutchinson. And I don't know what Barnes' time. I haven't seen any reporting on Barnes' timetable. All right, we'll get to your phone calls next. Is he? Has that been confirmed he's out for the year?
I thought that was confirmed, but I'll double check.
Well, then that would be certainly a need for him. Carson Anderson, Open Lines, 97.1 The Ticket.